This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arms Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Here to kick off the second hour of the weekend edition, we are going to focus on a couple companies and on investing in precious metals. To kick off this segment, we're going to talk about silver. I have with me Keith Neumeyer, founder, president, and CEO of First Majestic, also the founder and chairman of First Mining Finance. I know a lot of people are following both of these companies because we have had First Mining on the show a couple of times at different conferences. So, Keith, thank you, first of all, for spending some time with us.
Well, thanks, Corey. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, Keith, this segment I want to focus on the movements in silver so far this year. Let's kick it off by talking about where you think the investment demand has come from so far this year in silver, driving the price up to around $1,850 while we are recording this. What do you think has been some of the biggest drivers so far in 2016?
Well, you know, fundamentally, silver has been in deficit for multiple years now. So you know, I'm surprised that silver went from $50 to $13, 30 at its low, as it did over, the period of time from April 2011 to, really December 2015. So that was quite a surprising move. And fundamentally, it should not have happened because, the physical supply demand fundamentals of the metal have never been better. Yet, the paper price of the commodity, continued to drop over that period of time. So, I don't have a huge amount of faith in the pricing mechanism, how we price these metals, whether it's gold or silver, because, if the price of the metal is actually based on true supply demand fundamentals, I think that we would see triple digit silver today. I do believe we'll get there eventually, but we continually see a deficit in the metal, and this recent move up to over almost $21 an ounce. I didn't predict silver at 20 until the end of this year, and we hit 21 just last month. So it was pretty exciting. We're seeing a natural correction, but it was just all paper driven. These are just speculators. These are fund managers. These are hedge funds just trading the paper. Driving the price up and down. But ultimately, I do believe supply demand fundamentals will prevail.
Well, it is the same with gold this year, too. We've seen the interest in ETFs, and that is what has driven the price up. And I believe that is a lot of institutional investors, big money managers, getting some exposure to these metals. You are a high-level executive. When you're talking to a lot of investors out there, do you get the feeling that there's been the move in the generalist funds this year that have gotten into the metals?
When you have a gut-wrenching move down as we have in the mining equities over the last 5 years, it's pretty hard for these fund managers to come in and, step in and almost jump in the way of a falling knife. And there was huge fear in coming into this market, and they were really underinvested and have been even during this big move. Of course, some of them started to come in to try to catch some momentum, but there was a lot of fear from them to buy into this upward spike because, they were afraid that, the repeat of what had happened, over the last 5 years. So there was, they were being very nimble, and the positions that they were taking were quite small because, obviously they were at much higher levels than what had previously, we've been seeing over the last 12 months. So, I think this correction that we're seeing right now is fantastic because, these fund managers who've been complaining about not being able to participate in this market can now come in and accumulate decent sized positions, at 10, 15, 20% below, some of the peaks that these stocks hit, a month ago.
Well, and if you're on the same page as us, believing that this is the start of another bull market, then the mentality of buying the dips is one that I think a lot of investors should take. And you are right, it does open up the opportunity for other investors who missed out on the early move to gain some confidence to get back into the market. Continuing on with the demand side, Silver is interesting because it can be a precious metal, but it also has many industrial uses. Right now, though, it seems like with the slow growth around the world, especially China continuing to struggle, do you think that the industrial equation for silver is now taking a backseat to the precious metal use for it?
You know, I look at silver as a strategic metal. I don't look at it as a precious metal. I know some people look at silver as money, but, you know, I look at gold as money. I don't look at silver as money. I think it's very strategic. You know, we need it as a human race. Without silver, you know, we couldn't do many of the things that we currently do. We couldn't even have this call the way we're currently having it without silver. And most of, you know, what we do, it just simply wouldn't happen. And, you know, we're electrifying the planet. You know, we're bringing energy to far reaches of the planet. We're automating the world. And this consumes huge amounts of silver. And that's why I'm so bullish on the metal. And, you know, we don't really see it showing up in the paper markets yet, because I think there is a misunderstanding on Bay Street or Wall Street of really what silver, you know, is as a commodity and how important it is as a commodity. But, you know, I said recently, well, about a couple of months ago, we were approached by an electronics manufacturer out of Asia, you know, for direct supply of the metal. Now, you know, that to me is a change. You know, there is something going on in the marketplace. And, you know, when you have, you know, huge electronic manufacturers approaching miners for metal directly, which is not formal, I think that shows something. So, you know, I'm very, very bullish on silver, even though we're seeing a correction now. I still think we're going to see much, much higher prices over the next 2 to 3 years.
So let's talk about the supply side of the equation here, Keith. One being a recent analysis report that was put out by Ernst & Young from their analyst department that was talking about the amount of TSX and TSX Venture mining admissions and delistings. Over the last 3 years, we are very much in a trend where more companies are delisting. This obviously plays into the silver aspect as well. Do you think right now that we are under-exploring and under-producing the metal?
Well, of course, but the story is much, much bigger than that. You know, when I put together First Majestic, you know, 14 years ago, and then, you know, 14 years seems like a long time, but the company's been around for that period of time, you know, it's been exciting 14 years, you know, building this business and building out these mines. But, you know, my point is that, you know, when I first started First Majestic, you know, there was a handful of true silver companies, you know, silver mining companies, and some that were very well respected. And I'm not going to throw out names, but you know, they're, you know, I look at a silver company as a company that's producing more than 50% of its revenue in the form of silver. And there was a handful of them. And today, there's really only a couple left. And you know, First Majestic, you know, being the purest silver company in the world, at least from a major standpoint, you know, there are companies out there that, you know, are producing, you know, sub a million ounces that you know, have higher percentage than we do. But I mean, as a major producer, we're the purest silver company in the world. And you know, that's shocking to me because, you know, you look at all these other companies that were once silver companies, and they're no longer silver companies. They're either base metal companies or they're gold companies. And you talk to the CEOs of those companies, and they say, well, the only way we are able to grow our business is to buy gold mines or divest away from silver, because there's a lack of really good silver mines in the world. And I've said many times on interviews like this, that silver is much, much rarer than people think it is. You know, we're mining right now 9 ounces of silver for every 1 ounce of gold. And that tells you that there's only 9 ounces in the Earth's crust for every 1 ounce of gold. And even when the sterling was created back in the 1500s, it was expected that there was about 15 or 16 ounces of silver to every 1 ounce of gold. Well, that theory is proven to be even aggressive. So, you know, why are we trading at 60 or 70 to 1 when we're only mining 9 to 1? So, you know, there's a complete disconnect between the rarity of silver and the pricing of the metal.
Well, Keith, unfortunately, we are out of time for this segment. I'm bringing you back on next segment. So everybody stick around. We're going to be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing our conversation with Keith Neumeyer. In this segment, we are going to focus a bit more on the companies he is involved with. First, Keith, let's start off with First Majestic, the largest silver miner on the TSX. Let's talk about that electronics Asian manufacturer that came to First Majestic. A, do you think that this is an isolated incident? And B, what was your response and First Majestic's response to this manufacturer approaching the company?
Well, you know, it has been an isolated response. It hasn't repeated itself. So I can't really comment, you know, more than that. So it's just interesting that it did actually happen. And it's a large one. I'm not going to say the name because I don't want it to be public. But so, you know, we took it very seriously. But, you know, when we're approached by anyone, you know, for the purchase of our commodities that we produce, you know, we have to treat them fairly like anyone else. So we're not going to give them preferential treatment. And we're not going to, you know, give them, we're not going to fix a price or a delivery or anything like that. You know, we sell our metals, whether it's, you know, silver, which is our primary revenue source, or gold, you know, or lead or zinc, which are our small revenue sources, but yet we still do produce some of those metals. We sell at spot. So when we're ready to sell our metal, you know, when it's refined and ready for delivery into the commercial marketplace, you know, we take long or short positions and we sell when we feel like selling, and when we try to take advantage of spikes in the marketplace, and we'll sell on those spikes, and we've done very well, you know, doing it that way. So, you know, we're going to continue running our business that way, and we're not going to give any buyer any kind of preferential treatment.
Now, Keith, how does First Majestic deal with the rising silver price? Now that it seems like we are in a different market, First Majestic's done a great job of weathering the storm through the last, let's say, five and a half years. Does the strategy change at all now with the expectation that we are in a new bull market?
Well, you know, I don't want to get too excited. You know, we went through a very, very tough 5 years, and, you know, we had to lay off a lot of people. We had to reduce our costs dramatically. We had to, reduce our development costs dramatically, which started to affect our production. You know, our production, you know, dropped slightly in 2015 as a result of lack of investment. And, you know, exploration was almost cut to nothing except for just critical exploration that was necessary for mining activity. So we really wound the business down to, you know, the bare bones. And so what we're doing now is a result of the increase in treasury, because we're actually seeing, you know, real profits come into the business at these metal prices, and it's quite exciting now. So the treasury is actually going up. So what we're doing today is we're starting to deploy some of that capital in the form of investing in development, investing in exploration, and just trying to look a year, 18 months ahead so we can then start to increase production again. Because, you know, the last 5 years we've had to really, you know, stress the assets by not making these investments. So it's really nice to see that we can start to reinvest capital again. And assuming this market continues to do what it's going to do, which I think it will, then we can start looking at capital investment projects, expanding mills, actually building brand new mines. And we've got two great development projects, the Plomosa project as well as the La Luz project. You know, we would love to build those mines over the next 3 to 5 years and so on. So there's lots of places to spend money, but we're going to take it a little bit slow. You know, we don't want to get too crazy about spending too much money too quickly.
Yeah, after that recent downturn that we went to, it was pretty obvious that a number of companies out there were spending too much money. How do you right now deal with the concept of a lot of companies having these marginal ounces in the ground, talking about all the write-offs that we've seen over the last 5 years? There are a lot of ounces that are sitting there that need much higher metal prices to become viable.
Well, there's, you know, The write-offs are a function of more the auditors than anything. It's not so much...
First of all, I completely agree with you. I'm an accountant, so I know the process of what they do to you guys.
Yeah, so it's not really a fair system, right? But it is a system that a miner or a publicly traded mining company has to follow. And it is somewhat... it's not really fair, as I said. You know, we're in a situation where, you know, the silver price is dropping precipitously, and we value our silver price, our silver in the ground, let's say at, $25 silver for the heck of it. And so all our assets are valued at $25 silver, and then the auditors say to us, well, silver's trading at $20, why are you valuing at $25? So we look at the 3-year trailing average, and it's, let's say, $25, and we say, well, that's the 3-year trailing average, so we think it's a fair valuation. Well, they say, well, it's not, because we've just pulled the top five mining analysts on the street, and they say long-term silver prices are $18. So they say you have to price your metal at $18. We go, well, Jesus, so now all of a sudden we have to, write our metal down by $7 an ounce. So we take a big, hit on our balance sheet, which is absolutely ridiculous. It's going to be very interesting to see what's going to happen here, because we're actually having discussions now with the auditors about increasing the value of our assets. And can you imagine, all these companies that have taken these write-downs over the last 2, 3, 4 years, all of a sudden have to start increasing the value of their assets? What's that going to do to mining companies' balance sheets? It's going to be a farce, quite frankly. But the other side of the equation is that, mining companies did get sucked into buying a lot of really low-grade assets that shouldn't have really been purchased in the first place. And fortunately, First Majestic didn't get sucked into, buying really low-grade assets, at the top of the market. We were being approached by a lot of banks to buy some, pretty marginal assets, but we didn't go down that path, thank goodness.
Now let's get a quick update on First Mining Finance. What is the strategy in your eyes for First Mining as it moves through this year?
We took advantage of a very unique, kind of a perfect storm environment where we saw no one investing in gold development projects. We saw gold development projects, priced at sub $10 an ounce and, in great jurisdictions like, Ontario, Quebec, Newfoundland and elsewhere. And we went in there and we're very opportune, and we did, we bought 8 companies in 13 months, something that's never been done, I don't think, in history, in any, at least in the last 30 years that I've been in this business. So, we're very aggressive and we're very successful. Today we've got, all categories, about 15 million ounces of gold, if you include our historic resources. So, there's a lot of gold there in our portfolio. So, we're going to look to do some JVs on some of our less important assets, some of our non-core assets, but the core assets in Ontario and Quebec and Newfoundland, we're going to, keep in our portfolio for this foreseeable future. We're going to digitize data. We're building core shacks. We're going to probably build a road here and there. We're going to upgrade the assets, maybe even drill a hole, we'll see. But we're going to very much focus on upgrading our Canadian portfolio, and then just currently First Mining is trading at about $25 an ounce, which is still extremely cheap. I think that easily the company should be trading at $100 an ounce, like many of the other development companies are trading. So I think that's where we're going to go over the next year or so. So just hold on to your hats and just watch what's happening.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo, Vice Presidential Marketing Director with Youngevity and the GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet Dr. Joel Wallach for leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth. Visit wallachhawaii.com, teamgaday.com or call 808-436-5025. 808-436-5025.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. Continuing on with the second hour of the weekend edition and bringing on another company. They are a new sponsor of the website and a company that has garnered a fair bit of attention from our audience and from a technical segment that we did with Rick Ackerman back at, I believe, the beginning of this month. The company is Novo Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol NVO, or for everybody in the U.S., NSRPF. I have on the line with me the CEO and President, Quentin Henning. Quentin, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Corey.
Now, Quentin, I know some of our audience might remember you from prior interviews when you were involved with Gold Canyon. That is a company that is now under the control, or the property is under the control of First Mining Finance. It's actually done pretty well for the shareholders if they had gotten in when we had you on the show. Can you give us a little more background on your experience in the resource industry, please?
Sure, Corey. I've been in the exploration business for about 26 years now. I worked for large mining companies for most of my career. The mining companies included Homestake Mining, Newcrest, and Newmont Mining. I left Newmont in 2007, decided to join the junior sector, and I've been involved with a number of junior companies since. Gold Canyon, like you mentioned, was certainly one of them. I was the technical director for the project, the Springfold property. We drilled up about a 5.1 million ounce gold resource, 26 million ounce silver along with that. And you know, other than the gold downturn a few years ago, it was a stellar project, stellar discovery for its day. It was a reasonably high capital project. I think the taste for high capital projects diminished during the downturn, and we basically had the mothball things. But We did sell it on favorable terms to First Mining about this time last year, and they've done quite well with it.
Now, Quentin, let's start talking about the properties that Novo Resources holds. First of all, I would say the main property that you're focusing on, or the one that I want to focus on, is Beaton's Creek in Australia. You are looking at moving into a, let's call it a selective mining process. Can you take us through a little bit of background on the property first, please?
Sure. We are looking at a very unusual gold system. It's hosted by conglomerate beds. These beds are about 1 meter thick on average, and they're fairly flat lying. They underlie an area of about 2 or 3 square kilometers at very shallow depth. They're heavily oxidized, so the rock is essentially broken down into its original components. Makes it quite soft to mine. It's free digging. This provides a very unique opportunity for a low-cost mining operation. So what we're looking at right now is a trial mine. We've actually mined 30,000 tons already by stripping the waste material with a bulldozer, literally just ripping and pushing it aside, and then mining it with an excavator. The trial mine went exceptionally well. We had very little dilution. We were able to visually identify the top and the bottom of the ore horizon. So we were able to control, effectively control grade through visual recognition. We were able to mine the 30,000 tons for roughly $6.50 Australian per ton of ore delivered to the ROM pad. And I consider that quite favorable. So it demonstrates that we can mine this thing very quickly, easily, and cheaply. Right now, we have that ore stockpiled, or that mineralized material stockpiled near our gold plant, which we are setting up at the moment. And we will begin processing the material shortly. We have been crushing it already, so we've got about half of it crushed down to the 2 millimeter size that we're targeting. And it's all ready for putting through the gold plant very, very shortly. As soon as we get everything commissioned, we will be in operation on the processing side for about the next 2 months. The processing involves simple gravity. It does not include any cyanide component or anything like this. The gold plant that we have is ideally suited for coarser grain gold. Bear in mind that we've crushed this down to 2 millimeter size, so we can get most of that coarse gold out. But there will be some fine grain gold component locked up in the matrix material of the particles. So we anticipate recoveries on the order of maybe 50%, 50, 60% in this trial phase. It's not necessarily reflective of what we expect in a commercial scale mine, but it does give us some benefit in that we get some gold production.
So, Quentin, when can investors or people looking at the company expect some news out, actual numbers from this trial mining?
Yeah, I would say shortly. I'm going to talk to investors much about what I've just said about the trial mine and some data that we have around the dilution and so forth. I'll talk about that very shortly because we are very proud. We're very happy with the results. We saw great continuity in the mineralization. We saw a thicker sequence in places than was expected. So it basically over-delivered. So I'll talk about that shortly. And then in 2 months, or over the next 2 months, as you'd say, we will talk about the processing aspects. We'll let people know when we have our first production. And then by the end of the processing, say late October, we should have be able to quantify the whole trial mining exercise.
Okay, Quentin, what interested me was kind of the straightforwardness of the type of mining that you are looking at doing at this property. Can you give us an idea of the scale of how big, how long life you think this mine can be?
Sure. Yeah, we're targeting a mine, an oxide mine, that will be about 5.5 years mine life. It operates at about 650 to 700,000 tons per year. During that time, we anticipate producing around 35,000 ounces annually, and it should be at quite low cost. Our processing costs, we estimate, will be in the neighborhood of $16 to $28 per ton. So if our mining costs are in the order of $6 or $7 per ton, and processing is around $16 or $20 a ton, this could be a very, very low-cost exercise.
Any idea on what the CapEx is estimated to be?
We don't have the final numbers yet because we are looking at how we're going to use certain equipment, particularly crushers. We use this horizontal impact crusher, for example. It will cut down on our crushing needs at the front end of the circuit, and that will reduce our capital. But we are looking at something on the order, we'll call it $20 million U.S. all up.
All right, Quentin, one more topic that I want to cover before wrapping up is the share capital. There is around 88 million shares outstanding, which is a reasonable number for a company that is looking to move into small-scale production. But one interesting aspect is the amount held by management and insiders. As Al and I always say, it's very important for us to see that management is invested in the company so that it's a win-win situation for all investors. Currently, around 49% management and insiders hold of the shares. How did you manage to build up such a strong position of insiders?
Sure. Look, I've got a large shareholding myself, but when I started the company, a gentleman helped back basically bring in the finance for us through a fund called Richmond Capital. He put up the money in late 2011 to get me started. Shortly after, Newmont Mining came into the picture, and they expressed an interest in taking a large position. They effectively bought about two-thirds of Richmond Capital's shareholding. So we ended up with a very large shareholding amongst those two parties. But we also have Mark Creasy on our share registry. Mark is a well-known prospector in Australia. He's done very, very well for himself in a number of discoveries. And Mark helped us put together a lot of the land that we have. So Mark earned his shares through various arrangements we've had over the past few years to bring in that land.
Well, Quentin, I thank you for taking some time introducing the company to our audience. I think this is a story that you should at least be following. The company, as Quentin mentioned, is moving into small-scale production, but they also have a couple exploration plays that provide some blue sky potential.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome back. Here to wrap up the second hour of the weekend edition, I have on the line with me Adrian Day, founder and president of Adrian Day Asset Management. Adrian, you and I get to talk at a lot of the conferences that we attend together, but I also like to bring you on the show in between these conferences, and especially at a time like now when we are turning the corner, almost getting through summer. More importantly, when we finish this weekend, when the show is aired, we will be through Labor Day. So the potential of seeing a bit more trading, a bit more volatility, and exiting these summer doldrums. First off, I want to chat with you regarding the pullback that we've been seeing in a general sense in the precious metals. Gold and silver have shown a little bit of weakness recently. Some people, including myself, think that this is natural and healthy for the metals and could actually bring in more buyers further on down the road. But how do you feel about what we've seen in the precious metals sector so far?
Yeah, I would tend to agree with you. I mean, I think, you know, given where we've come from in at the end of December, it's been a very good rally. And of course, we only had the sort of one pullback of any significance at the end of May, well, throughout May, frankly. But suddenly, we normally get a pullback, you know, in the early spring, and we normally get softness in the summer. So what we've seen so far, I think, is very, very mild compared with other years, and perhaps a pullback of some type is overdue. This could be the beginning of a more significant pullback, but frankly, I think it's going to be short-lived. September's normally a pretty good month, and of course, you can't rely on those sort of seasonal indicators 100%, but there's fundamental reasons why September is strong for gold. You know, people are buying, you know, the jewelry people are buying their gold ahead of the end of the year holidays. So, yeah, I see this as a buying opportunity, frankly. I mean, if we step back, what are the fundamentals? What's driving gold? Well, what's driving gold is the excessively easy money and low interest rates around the world. Is that going to change? Is it going to change meaningfully, and is it going to change anytime soon? And the answer to that is clearly, technically, no. If anything, we're seeing Japan, Europe, and Britain move in the opposite direction of actual easier money. And we could talk about the Fed. You know, the Fed certainly talks a lot, But I think the Fed is beginning to be a little bit like the boy who cried wolf. I mean, people at the market is taking less and less notice of the Fed, quite frankly. So I'm very, very sanguine on money and interest rate policy for the near term, and that is all very, very supportive of gold.
Now, what's your take on if we're going to see inflation pick up? Because inflation can be one aspect in the market that can really lend some support and buying into gold.
Well, absolutely, but let me just challenge that premise, if I may.
Sure.
If I may. You know, gold historically, when you look at gold in real terms, and when you look at it particularly compared with other assets, then gold does much better in deflationary environments rather than inflationary environments. Obviously, in nominal terms, it goes up more in an inflation, but a lot of things go up in inflation. Stocks go up, real estate goes up, all commodities and collectibles and so on go up. I think the key to gold is not inflation per se, but monetary instability and uncertainty. And so if you get inflation pick up from, you know, 2% to 3% to 4%, I don't think that really has a huge impact on gold. But certainly if you see unexpected increases in inflation, that would have a dramatic impact on gold. And I think that's what we're going to see. I've not been in the what you might call inflationist camp for some while now. But I would say that the inflation pressures are building up. So whether it's 2017 or 2018, I don't know. But the pressures are building up, and when they get unleashed, when the banks start lending that money into the real sector, which they're not at the moment, of course, but when they do, then inflation could come back with a vengeance. And yes, absolutely, that would be very powerful for gold, because at that point the Federal Reserve will start raising rates, but they'll be behind the eight ball. And so long as the Fed is lagging inflation, it's not a negative for gold at all.
So let's talk about some of the monetary policies of central banks around the world, because you have talked about the Fed, and quite frankly, this whole year I keep pointing to the fact that the Fed has done nothing. The last time they raised interest rates was in December, and this whole year all they've done is talk about the potential of raising interest rates and not do anything. That being said, we've seen Japan, Europe, even now the Bank of England, make monetary policies to even more easy money and lower interest rates. When do you think these will have more of an impact on driving the gold price higher and potentially bringing in some other economic factors that people have been thinking should be present when we're seeing this type of easy money around the world?
Yeah, no, good questions. I mean, I think these monetary policies are the main reason that gold has actually done well this year. And there's a growing sense now that rather than simply being accommodative and easy with money and interest rates, there's a growing sense that central banks actually have lost control, actually feel helpless in the face of sluggish economies and, you know, weak growth. And these policies that they're trying, because let's face it, this is all it is, they're just trying things, you know, are not working, are certainly not succeeding on their criteria, on the central bank's criteria. And, you know, I wonder what people are going to think in 50 years' time. We've got central banks buying corporate bonds that in many cases are yielding very, very low coupons. And you've now got a situation where companies in Europe are deliberately creating bonds for the central bank to buy. Now, if that's not a topsy-turvy world, I have no idea what is. And, of course, by the central banks buying corporate bonds, they're just pushing rates lower and lower and lower. But they're not doing anything for actual economic growth. They need to get banks to open up and start lending more money, making money and capital more available to businesses. And that's a whole different set of policies that need doing. We need to ease restrictions. You know, banks are just, in Europe and in North America, after the credit crisis, you know, they're just petrified of making the wrong loan. So the lending markets are kind of frozen. We need to sort of reduce regulation and get money into the economy and let entrepreneurs, you know, build businesses and grow businesses. But no, these policies are doing nothing for the economy.
Well, we have talked about that before numerous times as well. The money is getting stuck at the bank level and at the corporate level with share buybacks.
Sure, sure. And corporate earnings are not increasing at all. But, you know, banks, companies are just, you know, reducing the share count, buying back shares. But they're not really growing the businesses in many cases. That's painting with a very broad brush, of course. So, I mean, generally, I don't think the stock market is going to collapse anytime soon. But I find it very difficult to find stuff to buy. I have to say that. So, you know, we're slowly, you know, slowly selling stuff, not aggressively. We are also buying the VIX, the volatility index, because you mentioned this in your introduction. I think we're going to see a pickup in volatility at some point. I don't know the direction, probably lower, but not necessarily, but certainly a pickup in volatility. And that will be very positive on the VIX index, which is trading at lows right now.
And it is something to consider that the VIX has been in a trend, I believe, in the last couple months that we have not seen in over 10 years of it hanging around this ultra-low level. So the upside definitely is there for the VIX, but that also means that the downside is present for the conventional markets. Adrian,
sure.
I appreciate you joining us this weekend. I hope everybody enjoyed this weekend show. As always, come check out our website, payereport.com, on a daily basis to hear updates on market commentary and companies that we are following.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.